It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to welcome back Little Mix. Hello!
Yay!
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Great to have you back.
You've always
not changed a bit, have you? Not changed a
no.
bit. Great to have you back. It's been ages since
yeah,
we've seen each other.
It's been ages.
I've missed the green.
I know that the last time we saw each other, you played Free Radio Live 2013.
Yes.
Then you had your tour in Birmingham
yep.
in 2014. But you've been away for ages. So welcome back.
Thank you.
How have you been? What have you been up to? I know you've been working on this new album, but what else have you been up to?
Well, just doing that basically. Working on my perfume as well, which we've got coming out.
Oh yeah, this gold magic.
Yes.
Do you get to pick the smell of that, or how does that work?
Yeah. We was in the very first stages of when it all got put together, and when it got made, we had to pick the smells, put them together.
So it's a bit like in The Apprentice when they make like perfumes and stuff.
Yeah,
to sell.
Basically, it was like a little boardroom as well. Like you really would have thought you was in The Apprentice.
Yeah, really good.
So how does it smell?
It's lovely.
Yeah. Do you know what? Whenever Perry wears it, or like your the boys in your family, I always tell her that she smells amazing.
Yeah, and my dad said it as well. So
it's a popular hit with the boys, ladies. Yeah. So you know, if you need a man,
so
you
we're gonna have Perry's brother's comments and Leanne's dad's comments on the bottle. That'll be the really
Yeah, they're hard to please, I'll tell you.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, great to have you back and back with album number three. And people might not know this, but it's amazing to think about this, that you made an album and then you weren't happy with it. You were so determined to make a bigger and better album that you scrapped the whole thing and just started again. What was that like then? What was the process that you guys went through there?
Stressful.
Yeah, it was really stressful because we'd obviously recorded all the songs. And I don't think anyone realises how much time and effort it takes to record and put together an album. And we'd done it all. But some of the songs from the album that we've scrapped, we've kept because obviously there was a few that we absolutely loved and we've put it on this album. But yeah, it was really stressful. But we're so happy now because we feel like we've got the best album that we've ever made.
Yeah, I've
so
read about
really
you saying that. Yeah.
Was it
just sort of a collective decision? You all just went, you were sort of sat there and you were like, look, I'm not really feeling it. Or what went through the mind?
There was actually a point where we all got together and we thought, girls, are we actually going to do this? Like, we could not get the single. And it was just like, this is mad. Like, we were really stressing out. But when we heard Black Magic, we were just like, this is literally
the answer
to our prayers. It's come.
Yeah, we just wanted the whole body of work for the album to be so slick and perfect. And we are perfectionists, and I think that's why it took us so long. But it was important for us to be like that because we know that we know what our fans love to hear. And obviously we wanted to try and switch up the sound a bit.
Yeah.
So it's been an amazing process. It's been hard because writing isn't easy, but at the same time it's been such a blast. So we can't wait for everybody to hear it.
It is nice to hear that though because, you know, sometimes artists can be accused of just making music for music's sake and you've got, you know, very passionate fans who have always been so supportive of you guys. But they're sort of working it both ways in terms of you wanted to make a better album for yourselves but also for the fans to listen to. That's really nice to hear.
Definitely.
And I read somewhere there's sort of like a bit of an 80s influence to this album.
I think we always take like references from the past. I feel like with Salute album it had a very 90s feel. This album, you know, it has got a touch of the 80s and a bit of the 60s as well, I would say. And we just like, you know, like taking inspiration from that sound and making it new again and making it a Little Mix.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to hear more of it. We love the Black Magic single and a bit of a sort of 90s reference in the video, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch or Charmed or something like that.
We're like watching all like sort of teen chick flicks
and
stuff. Like Mean Girls and like American sort of, teen movies, so
it's cool. Teenage Witch is such a good one.
I love it.
All you needed was the black cat there, and that'd be it. But love the new single, so catchy.
Thank you.
And as well as that, you wrote a song whilst you've been away working on this new album. You wrote a song that ended up being performed by Britney Spears. That must be amazing. You know, you grew up listening to Britney Spears, and now she's doing one of your songs.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's like, incredible.
When we found out, we didn't believe it at first. We were a bit in shock, but yeah. And she's absolutely done an amazing job of it, and the video's insane. So yeah, we couldn't be any happier.
I know this is a bit weird to be talking about this now because obviously you just finishing off the album. But is there any like collaborations with people like that you'd like to do? I mean, I've read Nicki Minaj somewhere.
Yeah, she's our top
Nicki
priority.
But not as of yet. We have an idea for who we'd like to feature on what song. But it's been a bit like we've worked with such amazing people like Jess Glynn. We did a few songs with her, Jessie J. So everything like that, we're like, we've been so lucky to work with such amazing people. So hopefully we'll get a few collaborations, maybe.
I was chatting to Fifth Harmony the other week, and they were saying how much they love meeting you guys, and it'd be great to have like an X Factor USA and an X Factor UK combination with
the
group.
That'd be fun. Do you remember when, was it the Saturdays when Sugar Babes said Walk This Way?
Oh, yeah, I loved that. That was really good.
That would be good to hear something like that. Mm. Now, I can't have you guys here without obviously mentioning the X Factor, and the judging role is still there, still not really properly been announced. Who is going to be
actually,
taking over?
Actually, no, it's
over?
Taken, it's me.
Oh, is it you? Okay. Yeah, well,
just
there we go then.
To give you the exclusive, because you're my
favourite.
So,
who would you like to see on there? Because there's been so many names bounced around with all this. You know, you've had Robbie. Yeah. I read Kim Kardashian somewhere.
God. Wow. Yeah, maybe not Kim for X Factor.
No.
If it was about, you know, being beautiful and being a businesswoman, then yes.
Yeah.
But we heard about Nick Grimshaw doing it, and we think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could really see him doing well on the panel.
Do you know who I want? I want someone with a bit of fire in them.
So do I.
Because you had Mel B, who was just incredible. You had Nicole Scherzinger, who was insane as well. Mm-hmm. I reckon someone like Nicki Minaj would actually be sick on the panel.
Yeah, imagine.
Can you imagine?
She wouldn't mess about. She would take
she
no
did
prisoners.
She did
She's on American Idol, but I'd love to see her on our UK X.
That would be amazing.
That would be good.
Well, I was thinking, you know, if Simon wants another little bit of a break, we could just get the four of you to do it as a big panel.
You know what it is? We'd love to be like a guest judge, but because there's four, you can't fit one on the table.
Yeah.
No, it's a very good point.
I think we'd be very good all together.
Really who would be the Simon of the panel then? If he goes and you four take over, who'd be the...
I think we're all quite honest.
Mm. Yeah.
I think we'd know how to handle the situation because it's like your dream isn't like their hands. You know what I mean? Like, we know what it's like.
I think it's like to be critiqued and how to be nice and how, you know, what offends somebody and what doesn't.
Yes. Yeah. I think Jess would be easier to be more honest because you're a very honest person. I think you'd just be like, you know what, this is how it is.
Oh, bam, I don't. Bam, bam. 100%. Even though she's tough, I think if there was a young girl standing there and she was crying, she was like, please, this is my chat. Jess would be like, all right, I'll put you through. I think we're all quite soft, obviously, I think we'd stand our ground.
I think a one-off one or something like that, if we could sort it out, that'd be amazing for 1 week. Just a little guest spot would be fantastic.
Lovely. Or one a week.
One a week,
do a show a week.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to mention something because I had the lads from Rixton in recently. Jake in here. You might want to pop your headphones on for this bit.
Oh.
Because
I
want to play you a bit of... we had Jake in and we were talking about all sorts of different stuff. And we ended up chatting about weird crushers. And I don't know if he's mentioned this to you, Jesse, before. But this might come as a little bit of a surprise. Here's what Jake had to say.
Mine's... I watched Lorraine the other day. And Lorraine Kelly.
A bit of the older woman.
Yeah.
You give you a little tickle, mate.
Yeah, I love it.
Gave me a little tickle.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Big fan of Lorraine. So, yeah, she's great.
Lorraine.
She's a real older woman.
She's a bit of a milf.
And she's a brunette, so you know. She is a milf. Maybe he's thinking about you in the future, what you would look like.
Oh, lovely. Wow.
No, she's a hot mum.
She is. She's a milf.
She's a mum.
I thought we'd give you the chance to reply to that. So, who are your weird crushes? You know, your less than obvious ones.
Leanne's got the weirdest.
Oh.
Jeremy Kyle.
Really?
Yeah.
And didn't you say Phil Mitchell?
Yeah, Phil Mitchell. Phil Mitchell on a good day, but Jeremy Kyle is...
Does he have good days?
Phil Mitchell on a good day.
Jesse says Ian Beale.
Yeah, Jesse likes Ian Beale.
You think he's a great actor, don't you, when he cries?
Yeah, I just find him really sexy when he cries. I don't know what it is.
Wow. I've never heard that
Jade,
before.
And yours is...
I like Cliff.
Richard.
I do actually like a silver fox. I think Paul Hollywood's eyes are banging.
Who's Paul Hollywood?
Is he the Fish Break Off?
Oh my god, he's so hot!
Oh, he is hot! Yes!
Tell a million things.
Actually, you like... Oh no, that's not weird. He's...
Who?
And, Jimmy...
Idris Elba, my mother does.
Footballer, was an I'm a Slim. Jimmy
Bullard.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's so
pony,
fit.
With a pony.
Yes.
I can see you
But he was
him.
In Mobs and I wanted to go over.
What's his name?
Jimmy Bullard.
Jimmy... Shout out to Jimmy Bullard. If you're not taken, Jade really wants to date you and, you know, you should think yourself lucky because she's very hot.
Wow.
Perry, have you got any?
You've got no one weird.
No one weird.
She's got taste, that's why.
She's got
taste. Hey, I've got taste.
I know what you mean.
Where's Jeremy Kyle come from then?
Yeah,
well, God
one
knows.
One day I was just watching... His show, and
I've heard a pay cut tonight TV, but you know the damn envelope.
Yeah, I was watching that show, and basically he got an envelope tucked in his head, and I felt really sorry for him, and I thought, you know what, you need some love in your life.
Wow. No, but you like it when he's very, authoritative. That's what
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
the man
likes.
Yeah.
I kiss his poster every night.
Wowza.
There's a mental image I'm not going to be able to get out of my head for today.
Holy cow.
Girls, it's been lovely having you in, and we cannot wait to hear the new album. Let's stick on the new single, which